This is Karina, and you're listening to Bold, Brown and British, a weekly podcast where we discuss what it means to be a brown person in a Western world. We've spoken about colorism, third culture identity, and dating amongst many others in this podcast. So if this sounds like the type of content that you want to hear, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can also message us on Instagram. The handle is @BoldBrownAndBritish, or drop us an email via our website at www.boldbrownbritish.com. So, without further ado, let's get on with this week's episode. Love. What a complex concept, right? It encompasses such a range of emotion and mental states. Ancient Greek philosophers identified 6 forms of love, essentially: familial love, friendly love or platonic love, romantic love, self-love, guest love, and finally, divine love. But what do these even mean? As always, we try to keep it real on this podcast, right? By talking to people that really know. And this week, on our Valentine's Day special episode, it is no different. I am joined by some experts on these complicated matters. So thank you all so much for joining me on this podcast. By the way, do you know what a podcast is?
No.
So it's like, isn't it when you're like, someone records you and then they put it on the radio or something?
It's when you ask me a series of questions and they don't have to be right or wrong. Whatever I think is the right answer, then that's the correct answer.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Alicia. That's a really good explanation of it. Okay, so today we're going to be discussing this thing that everyone keeps talking about. And I was just wondering if you could help me out.
Valentine's Day is when 2 people love each other and they kiss and blah, blah, blah.
So you know what? Everyone keeps talking about this thing called love and I just don't really understand it. Do you know what it is?
Love. I don't really know how to explain it.
Love is lovey.
What's lovey?
Lovey is my goat.
Kindness and care.
It's when 2 people like each other.
Like your affection or care for someone?
Oh, okay. I think I kind of get it. So what, or I guess who, do you love?
I love dinosaurs. I love the house.
I love my iPad, all my electronics, like my iPad and Nintendo Switch.
I love my stuffed animal monkey, Purple Tail. And I love my stuffed animal bear, Teddy. And my stuffed animal talking lizard, fire-breathing lizard, called Charmander. It's a Pokemon. That's why it's a fire-breathing lizard.
You can look in a shop and then you can see, and you can like stuff in there like vases. Not actually like it. That would be like, "Vase, will you marry me?"
I think I would love like people more than just like objects that I play with a lot or use a lot.
My family, my mom, dad, and baby brother, even my friends and others.
My mom and dad, basically my whole family.
Mama. You.
Me?
So, let's say, I was raised and then someone kidnapped me and pretended to be my father, then I wouldn't really like them, would I?
Right. I think I'm beginning to understand. So, what does love feel like? Like, how will I know?
Nice, relaxing.
Yeah, you can like someone, but you don't actually have the feeling that you loved them. So you don't fully trust them.
It's really just a happy feeling. Like, a happy feeling about somebody.
Warm, fuzzy feeling.
Good for some people, but some people don't like it, but some people like it. Oh wait, so for family you can actually be together, but if you just love and all that, then maybe you live in different houses, but you can't actually be together sometimes.
If love, I guess love is a feeling, right? Like,
yeah.
But how do I know I love something? Like, is it a good feeling? Is it a bad feeling?
It's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's my best friend or my favorite person.
The difference is friendship is like, it's kind of like love, except it's like with your friends.
If my mummy and daddy love me, how will I know?
Because they love me.
People are kind to others and they care about others.
Because they give me toys.
Well, they show respect to me.
Because they care about me.
They'll be really kind around you, and they'll give you like presents, just like trying to show ways how they love you. Like, my mom always gives me random hugs. He always gives me like random presents, and my dad like gives me notes. No, he gives me notes of like how have a good day and stuff like that.
They be kind to me, gives me hugs, the same way as I care about them.
Because they always give me big hugs and they're nice and they also listen to me.
Okay. If they do more kind things to a person than to you, then that means that they love that person more.
I don't really know how to say it. I just feel that way, really.
Like if they were at my school, I would know they're my friends. Or if I saw them before, and I saw them again, I know they're my friends.
They'll remember your birthday, and then they'll also be kind to you. And when you're sad, they'll come to you and say, "What happened at school today?" or something like that. And they'll just be, you know, like nice and kind and caring to you.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how will other people know I love them? I mean, how can I show them that I love them?
Give them hugs and kisses.
I'll say kind things about them. Give them hugs and kisses and all those sort of things.
Give them presents, give them hugs randomly.
Randomly, it's randomly like the key word there.
Yeah.
Well, I show respect to them. I do stuff when they want me to. I usually just hug him when he got like something, when they got something good, like, I don't know, like if he got a new high score on something. My brother kind of gets annoyed when I do it.
Really? Why?
I don't know. Whenever I do it, he just gets annoyed.
On Valentine's or on their birthday, you can remember to give them a card or a present, or when they need help, you can help them with the chores, or you can, you know, do your studying. And when they say go do your studies, you can be like, I've already done it.
And so what do people in love do?
If they're a mum or dad,
they're friends.
They would act really weird around each other. That's all I know from movies.
It usually just starts like someone looks at someone and they're like, "Oh!" When they care for each other.
If I fall in love with them, I would see them, and then if I see them again and again, I might like fall in love.
They had kids. They made it into a couple.
What's a couple?
A couple is when two people, like, are good for each other and they kind of come together and make a pair.
Yeah, they just get, like, a ring or something. They're like, "Why are you marrying me?" Some people look at the personality, but some people just look at the face and all that.
Which one is better?
The personality. The face doesn't always show the feeling, but it's more about the personality. If you just look at them, but in the inside, they're actually mean, and greedy or something. But then, when you look at their personality, you can actually find out if they're mean or nice or good or mature.
If you have friendship and love, a strong mind of friendship and love, then you can get married, probably.
But sometimes they could break up.